Hi, and thanks for listening to another Marlins Rewind. We've got 10 straight in Miami now for the Fish. It started last night against a new opponent, the Colorado Rockies. Even though Jose Fernandez wasn't on the mound, Adam Conley stuffed the team with the second-best batting average in all of baseball. With the Friday Night Rewind, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, nice way to start the homestand tonight. First of 10 over the course of the next 10 days here at Marlins Park, and Miami wins it 5-1 over the Colorado Rockies, who came in having won 4 straight and 8 of 10. Adam Conley and John Gray, the starting pitchers here tonight. Gray's been a hot pitcher for Colorado. Conley has had some very good outings, been a little bit up and down for the Marlins, but the two hurlers kept this game scoreless all the way into inning number 6. Conley didn't allow a hit until the 6th inning. He walked D.J. LeMahieu with one out in the 4th after he'd set down the first 10 in a row. He issued a couple of walks in the 5th inning, Ryan Rayburn, and then with a man at second and two outs, he intentionally walked Nick Hundley, got the pitcher to end that 5th inning. And in the 6th inning, he retired the first two men, Charlie Blackman and D.J. LeMahieu, on fly balls to center. So we were through 5 2/3. The game was scoreless. Remember, it was last Saturday in Phoenix when Jose Fernandez had a perfect game through 5 2/3 before things got away from him. It was a no-hitter through 5 2/3 for Conley tonight. But the no-hit bid went by the boards when Carlos Gonzalez doubled to right with two outs in the 6th inning. With first base open, the Marlins then decided to intentionally walk the league's leading home runner and RBI man, Nolan Arenado. So he had first and second, two down. Then an unintentional walk to Trevor Story. And suddenly, in a scoreless game, the Rockies had him loaded with two outs for Ryan Rayburn. Bases full of Rockies, two down. The 2-2 to Rayburn, and it ran inside, and it hit him. The Rockies take the lead on a two-out hit by pitch. And that would be it for Adam Conley. His 109th pitch of the night was his final pitch. He gave way to Nick Whitgren, who came in a tough spot, trailing 1-0. Bases loaded, two down. He went after Mark Reynolds and got some help from Derek Dietrich. 2-2 pitch, and he rips one on a line. Dietrich dives, and he makes the catch. Great play to his left. Pulled it right off the dirt. He saved at least one run, maybe two, with a defensive play of the night. So the Rockies were turned away in the 6th, but they had the lead. Adam Conley, 5 2/3 innings tonight, just the one hit allowed. He gave up the one run, walked 5, 2 intentionally, struck out 5. He hit a batter, 109 pitches, 62 strikes. In the bottom of the 6th, John Gray staked to the 1-0 lead. The inning began with a base hit by Derek Dietrich, his second in the ballgame. Derek finished 2-for-4 tonight. He was erased on a fielder's choice, so Martin Prado was at first with one out in the bottom of the 6th, and up to the plate stepped Christian Yelich. One out, 2-0 pitch, and Yelich drives one deep to right field. Gonzalez back at the wall, goodbye! And just like that, the Marlins have the lead. Christian Yelich goes deep for the 6th time this season. 2-1 Miami in the 6th. That 6th inning would be Gray's final inning. He completed 6, 2 runs on 6 hits. He walked a couple, fanned 4, allowed the Yelly long ball for John Gray tonight. 95 pitches, 62 strikes. Gonzalez Hermen came on in inning number 7, trying to keep it a 2-1 game after Kyle Bearclaw worked a 1-2-3 top of the 7th for Miami. With one out, Ichiro delivered a pinch hit single for Ichiro, career hit number 2,980. Derek Dietrich then lined to left, so with two outs, Ichiro was still at first base for Martin Prado.
Ichiro takes his lead. Prado, left field line. Will it stay fair? It does. It's going to get into the corner. Ichiro around second, headed toward third. Lenny Harris is going to wave him. The ball's going to be cut off. The relay throw to the plate is cut off, and the Marlins lead 3-1. A two-out RBI double into the left field corner for Martin Prado. And on the 8th pitch of the at-bat, he gives the Marlins an insurance run. It's 3-1 here in the 7th.
For Martin Prado, a 10-game hitting streak, and for the Marlins, a 3-1 advantage. Christian Yelich then walked. That was it for Hermen. Chad Qualls, one-time Marlin, came into the ballgame. He walked the first man. He faced Marcelo Ozuna. So with two outs in the 7th, Marlins trying to extend the 2-1 lead. They had Stanton at the plate. Bases loaded, two down.
Stanton readies. So does Qualls. The 0-1. It's a line drive. Center field sinking fast. It's a base hit. Blackman has it. Home to score is Prado. Home to score is Christian Yelich. It's a two-out. Two-run single to center field for Giancarlo Stanton. The Marlins have a 5-1 lead.
Good night for G. Two singles, a walk, 2-for-3. Those two big runs batted in, and it was 5-1 Miami. After Whitgren had gotten the last out in the 6th, and Bearclaw worked a perfect 7th inning, David Phelps came on in the 8th with a 5-1 lead. He'd been warmed up when it was a 2-1 game, so
with 2-3-4, LeMahieu, Gonzalez, and Arenado coming up. Don Mattingly brought his setup man into the ballgame, and Phelps made it quick and easy. He struck out LeMahieu. He got Gonzalez on a ground ball to second. A terrific diving play by Miguel Rojas going out into short right field to Rob Gonzalez. Then Nolan Arenado popped to short, and Phelps had a perfect eighth inning. In the ninth, Dustin McGowan with a four-run lead, able to rest A.J. Ramos tonight. He caught Trevor Story looking at strike three for out number one. Ryan Rayburn then bounced to second. The Rockies were down to their last chance. Mark Reynolds facing Dustin McGowan in the ninth. McGowan ready, the 2-1, and a ground ball to short. Echevarria has it to first, and the Marlins take the opening game of this four-game series. They score twice in the sixth on a Yelich home run. Then they add three more in the seventh to win it going away. It's a combined one-hitter. Adam Conley, Nick Whitgren, Kyle Bearclaw, David Phelps, Dustin McGowan. Marlins beat the Rockies 5-1. For the Marlins tonight, five runs, nine hits, no errors, seven men left on base. For Colorado, one run, one hit, no errors. Rockies strand six. Nick Whitgren, the winner in relief, 2-1. John Gray, the loser, 4-3 for the Rockies. Time of the ballgame, 2 hours, 57 minutes, and a crowd of 19,767 was here to see it. Marlins with the W are 35-32. Now 15-16 at home. They began the year 1-7 at Marlins Park. They've gone 14-9 in 23 games since. A win tomorrow, they could get to 500 in their home ballpark after that 1-7 start. It'd be a heck of a feat. For Yelich, that was his fourth home run of the season here at Marlins Park. Four homers in 28 games in his home ballpark this season. In the first 3 years of his big league career, he'd only hit three home runs here. That was in 163 games. So Yelich picking up the power pace here at Marlins Park. And his two-run home run in the sixth, the game winner, as Marlins win it 5-1. For the Marlins, in addition to five no-hitters, this was the 16th one-hitter in franchise history. The first since May 4th, 2013, when Jose Fernandez went seven one-hit scoreless innings in Philadelphia to pick up his first Major League win. Mike Dunn got the eighth. Steve Cishek pitched the ninth. For the Marlins, their 16th one-hitter on top of five all-time no-hitters.
Only one game, but the manager Don Mattingly says not much to be discouraged about after this one, especially since the insurance allowed him to keep A.J. Ramos fresh for today.
No, I thought it was a good win. Obviously, that was a well-pitched game. You know, they're able to break through there, and then we were able to bounce right back. You know, Dietz hit, gets them out there right away, and we're able to bounce back. So it was really a solid game all the way through, and today we're able to, you know, add on there, which allows us to stay away from AJ, split him and Phelpsy up, so we're not having to use all three of those guys every, you know, on the same night.
On this 10-game homestand, Fish family members who earn 1,500 points through attending five games will also receive an invite to an exclusive All-Star Game watch party. To help you get on your way, tonight's Fish family bonus code is 35. Why 35? That's where Luis Castillo's hitting streak topped out in the summer of 2002. Come by the ballpark today, get your own Luis Castillo bobblehead. It's an afternoon matchup at 4:10 today. Join us on air for Marlins on Deck at 3:40 along the Marlins Radio Network.